Nations Grapple with Global Ransomware Cyberattack by Sylvia Hui and Jim Heinz, AP, London. A global cyberattack unprecedented in scale had technicians scrambling to restore Britain's crippled hospital network Saturday and secure the computers that run factories, banks, government agencies, and transport systems in many other nations. The worldwide cyber extortion attack is so unprecedented, in fact, that Microsoft quickly changed its policy, announcing security fixes available for free for the older Windows systems still used by millions of individuals and smaller businesses. After an emergency government meeting Saturday in London, Britain's Home Secretary said 1 in 5 of 248 National Health Service groups had been hit. The onslaught forced hospitals to cancel or delay treatments for thousands of patients, even some with serious ailments like cancer. Home Secretary Amber Rudd said 48 NHS trusts were affected, and all but 6 were now back to normal. The UK's National Cybersecurity Centre said it is working round the clock to restore vital health services. Security officials in Britain urged organisations to protect themselves by updating their security software fixes, running antivirus software, and backing up data elsewhere. Who perpetrated this wave of attacks remains unknown. Two security firms, Kaspersky Lab and Avast, said they identified the malicious software in more than 70 countries. Both said Russia was hit hardest. And all this may be just a taste of what's coming, a cybersecurity expert warned. Computer users worldwide, and everyone else who depends on them, should assume that the next big ransomware attack has already been launched and just hasn't manifested itself yet. Ori Eisen, who founded the Trusana cybersecurity firm in Scottsdale, Arizona, told the Associated Press. The attack held hospitals and other entities hostage by freezing computers, encrypting data, and demanding money through online Bitcoin payments. But it appears to be low-level stuff, given the amounts of ransom demanded, Eisen said Saturday. He said the same thing could be done to crucial infrastructure like nuclear power plants, dams, or railway systems. This is child's play, what happened. This is not the serious stuff yet. What if the same thing happened to 10 nuclear power plants, and they would shut down all the electricity to the grid? What if the same exact thing happened to a water dam or to a bridge, he asked. Today it happened to 10,000 computers, Eisen said. There's no barrier to do it tomorrow to 100 million computers. This is already believed to be the biggest online extortion attack ever recorded, disrupting services in nations as diverse as the U.S., Russia, Ukraine, Spain, and India. Europol, the European Union's police agency, said the onslaught was at an unprecedented level and will require a complex international investigation to identify the culprits. The ransomware appeared to exploit a vulnerability in Microsoft Windows that was purportedly identified by the U.S. National Security Agency for its own intelligence-gathering purposes. The NSA tools were stolen by hackers and dumped on the Internet. A young cybersecurity researcher has been credited with helping to halt the ransomware spread by accidentally activating a so-called kill switch in the malicious software. The Guardian newspaper reported Saturday that the 22-year-old Britain-based researcher, identified online only as Malware Tech, found that the software spread could be stopped by registering a garbled domain name. It said his $11 purchase of the name on Friday may have saved governments and companies around the world millions, slowing its spread before U.S.-based computers were hit on a massive scale. In the U.S., FedEx Corporation reported that its Windows computers were experiencing interference from malware, but wouldn't say if it had been hit by ransomware. Other impacts in the U.S. were not readily apparent on Saturday. The kill switch couldn't help those already infected, however. Short of paying, options for these individuals and companies are to recover data files from a backup, if available, or to live without them. Before Friday's attack, Microsoft had made fixes for older systems, such as 2001's Windows XP, available only to mostly larger organizations that paid extra for extended technical support. Microsoft says now it will make the fixes free for everyone. Russian agencies slowly acknowledged that they were affected, but insisted that all attacks had been resolved. The Russian Interior Ministry, which runs the country's police, confirmed it fell victim. Ministry spokeswoman Irina Volk was quoted by the Interfax news agency Saturday as saying the problem had been localized with no information compromised. A spokesman for the Russian Health Ministry, Nikita Odintsov, tweeted that the cyber attacks on his ministry were effectively repelled. When we say that the health ministry was attacked, you should understand that it wasn't the main server, it was local computers. Actually, nothing serious or deadly happened yet, German Klimenko, a presidential advisor, said on Russian state television. Russian cellular phone operators, Megafon and MTS, were among those hit. Russia's national railway system said it was attacked, but rail operations were unaffected. Russia's central bank said Saturday that no incidents were compromising the data resources of Russian banks. French car maker Renault's assembly plant in Slovenia halted production after it was targeted. Radio Slovenia said Saturday the Revoz factory in the southeastern town of Novo Mesto stopped working Friday evening to stop the malware from spreading. Krishna Chinthapalli, a doctor at Britain's National Hospital for Neurology and Neurosurgery, who wrote a paper on cybersecurity for the British Medical Journal, said many British hospitals still use Windows XP software, introduced in 2001. Security experts said it appeared to be caused by a self-replicating piece of software that enters companies when employees click on email attachments, then spreads quickly as employees share documents. The security holes it exploits were disclosed weeks ago by the Shadow Brokers, a mysterious group that published what it said are hacking tools used by the NSA. Microsoft swiftly announced that it had already issued software patches to fix those holes, but many users haven't yet installed updates or still use older versions of Windows. Elsewhere in Europe, the attack hit companies including Spain's Telefonica, a global broadband and telecommunications company. Germany's National Railway said Saturday departure and arrival display screens at its train stations were affected, but there was no impact on actual train services. Deutsche Bahn said it had deployed extra staff to help customers. Other European organizations hit by the massive cyber attack included some soccer clubs. IF Odd, a 132-year-old Norwegian soccer club, said its online ticketing facility was down.